今天早晨我一早来到教会，就有很多人跟我说。
This morning, as I came to church, that many people have talked with me about this.
周牧师好久不见了。
Reverend Chow, it's been a long time since we last saw you.
这个李孝德还要在讲台上特别宣布一下。
And then John had,
怕人家不知道这样子。
John had to announce that on the pulpit. It seems that he was afraid people don't know about that.
或者我如果再晚几个礼拜来的话，我应该重新填欢迎卡啊。
Perhaps if I come back in another after several weeks, I may fill out the guest card.
也许弟兄姊妹问我我去了哪里。
Perhaps brothers and sisters may ask me where I have been.
在这个二十天中间发生很多事情。
In the last 20 days, many things have happened.
我曾经去了San Jose一趟，主持一个就是宣道会的退休会。
I went to San Jose and was the speaker for Alliance Church.
这个宣道会也就是祖牧师从前在那里牧养的教会。
It is the church that Pastor Zuo used to pastor there.
你们知道祖牧师现在已经从那个教会中间退休去做自由传道，他到很多地方去传道。
You know, Pastor Zuo retired from that church that he has been many places to continue preaching.
感谢主，他们教会这个相当的根基相当不错。
I thank the Lord that their church has really laid a strong, firm foundation.
但是我这个二十几天中间最大的冲击是主持了两个丧礼。
But in the last 20 some days, that the most experience that I had is I had conducted two funerals.
有一位是一个老姊妹，在我从前教会里面是非常忠心侍奉，非常爱主，也很有属灵见识的一个非常成熟，在神的国里很有用的，对不起，不好翻译了哈，很这样一个姊妹。
One of which was for an elderly sister that we were used to be in the same church, that she was very faithful to serve the Lord.
她不仅个人属灵生命非常优秀，她也常常在灵里面鼓励我，甚至她也有时候给我一些劝勉安慰的话。
Not only she was strong spiritually, she often exhorted me and then she often encouraged me.
这位老姊妹非常可爱，因为她每次见到弟兄姊妹都是笑眯眯的。
She was quite cute. Every time when she saw brothers and sisters, she always smiled.
其实她生命中间充满许许多多坎坷的经历。
Yet indeed that in her life, her life experience was filled with difficult experiences.
但是一直到她快要她已经知道得了 cancer 之后，还特别在老人公寓里面把她的家打开。每一个礼拜在家里有福音聚会。
Up till even after the time when she knew she had cancer, she would remain to have her house open to have a weekly Bible study meeting in her house.
因为在Santa Ana那个老人公寓中间，很多人没有信主。
In the senior apartment in Santa Ana, that many people have not come to know the Lord yet.
上一个礼拜。
Last week,
林本利牧师被主接去。
Reverend John Lin went to be with the Lord.
昨天礼拜六是他的追思礼拜。
Yesterday was his memorial service.
当然我是义不容辞需要来主持这些聚会。
Of course I need to officiate that meeting.
林牧师一生为了远东广播公司摆上自己41年之久在同一个机构里面侍奉。
Reverend Lin had dedicated all his life for Far East Broadcasting Company. He has spent 41 years in that ministry.
我想很少人今天能够说他41年在同一个公司里面工作。
I think very few of us would say that we spent 41 years working in the same company.
更不要说他在同一个福音机构里面大大小小各种工作都做过。
Let alone to mention that he served in the same parachurch organization, all different kinds of works that he had got involved.
所以我里面有非常大的一个冲击。
So I really felt a great struggle inside of me.
尤其我记得在我接过他的工作之后，
Especially when I remember after I took over his position.
有人说好啊，周牧师，现在你要在远东再做40年。
Someone says, oh good, Reverend Chow, you will spend another 40 years in Far East Broadcasting Company.
我算算我要90岁，主啊，请你不要这样惩罚我。
By then I will be 90 something. I say to the Lord, Lord, please do not punish me like that.
我想我是不可能在同一个机构里面再做40年之久。
I don't think it's possible for me to stay at the same parachurch organization for 40 some years.
但从这里我也就想到我们一生的年日实在是很有限的。
But from there, I began to think that our years of our lives are very limited.
在我为着那位老姊妹上李中间说话的时候
，As I gave message during the memorial service for that elderly sister,
主把哥林多前书十五章的信息给我。
The Lord has given me the message of the first book of Corinthians, chapter 15.
我们今天一起来看一看。
Let us read together.
从五十节我们读到五十八节。
From verses 50 to 58.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的果，必朽坏的，不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的；这必朽坏的，即变成不朽坏的；这必死的，即变成不死的。那时，经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。我们一起来读55节到58节。
Let us read together from verses 55 through 58.
啊、
Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
我想这段经文对于林牧师也好，对于这位黄老姊妹也好，都是非常的合适。
I think that whether for Reverend Lin or for Sister Huang, that this passage was very suitable for them.
因为我们实在见证他们生命中间神赐给他们的得胜。
For we have testified, witnessed the victory that God had granted them in their lives.
这个得胜最大最显明的就在于他们面对死亡的时候所有的平安与满足。
The most obvious thing of that victory is that when they were confronted with death, that they had peace and contentment.
这里很稀奇，保罗把基督徒对于死亡得胜，或者说嗤之以鼻的那种态度极端的表明之后。
Here, Paul has shown that their attitude towards death, that they really sneer at death.
他转过来说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工。
And he turned around and said, Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord.
所以这里我们知道工作不是为了赚取我们的救恩。
So we know that work does not help us to earn our salvation.
我们的救恩在基督耶稣里面已经是绝对的稳固。
The salvation that we receive in Christ Jesus has been granted us firmly.
因为我们已经知道耶稣基督的得胜给我们这样的权柄，在复活的时候我们都有份。
For we know that the victory of Christ Jesus has given us the power that we will have the victory in resurrection.
而且主耶稣告诉我们说，这一件奥秘的事，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
And Lord Jesus has told us that we will not all sleep, but we will all be changed.
这个睡觉当时指的是死亡来说的。
Here, the sleep that he talked about was referred to death.
当我们在主里面睡了之后，下一件事情要发生的就是改变。
As we sleep in the Lord, there's something that will happen next, which is change.
因为末次号筒要吹响，主耶稣基督再来的时候。
For the trumpet will sound, and when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back again.
就在一眨眼，就在一霎时，一眨眼之间。
In the twinkling of an eye.
死人要复活
The dead shall be raised,
成为不朽坏的
that they'll become immortal.
我们也要改变。
We will be changed.
我有一个很好的朋友，他就跟我已经预定了。
I have a very good friend that we have made this a pact.
他说在他丧礼的时候。
He says that during his memorial service.
要我唱一首歌。
That I shall solo this song.
这首歌就是说这段经文是 Handel 的 Messiah 里面写的。
This song is written by Handel that is included in part of Messiah.
This trumpet shall sound.
号筒要响。
所以我就知道这些话对于我们每一个基督徒来讲有极大振奋激励的作用。
So I know that this passage really inspire our Christians.
这首歌也是非常雄壮非常激昂，让我们唱到末次号筒要吹响，死人要变成要复活，必朽坏的变成不朽坏的，死被得胜吞灭，这些话我们讲起来慷慨激昂，铿铿有力。
This song is awesome that the lyrics are like this. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable and will be changed. As we say this word by word that we experience the strength.
我想很多基督徒也盼望等候这一天的来到。
I think many Christians long for that day to come.
所以我们知道我们在基督耶稣里已经信主的人已经信靠他的人有绝对有福的盼望。
So we know that those of us who are in Christ Jesus, that when believe Him, we absolutely have that blessed assurance.
所以当保罗在这里说死啊，你的权势是什么呢？你得胜权势在哪里呢？你的毒钩在哪里的时候，他是完全嗤之以鼻。
So when Paul here wrote, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" that he really sneered at it.
因为在信主的人身上，死亡不再是捆绑，不再是律法，不再是拘禁。
Because for those who are in the Lord, death is no longer a bondage. Death is no longer a limit.
他说感谢神，因为我们借着主耶稣基督已经得胜了。
He says, thanks be to God for through Christ Jesus that we have the victory.
弟兄姊妹们，这里保罗语气一转，对着这些活着的人再做劝勉。
As Paul turned around and then exhort to those who are still alive,
他不是说我们基督徒的盼望就停在这里了。
He didn't say that our Christian's hope stops there.
当他把属灵的奥秘告诉我们的时候，不是叫我们仅仅感谢神而已。
When he revealed the mystery of a spiritual mystery, that he didn't just ask Christians to only offer thanks.
他要我们有些行动。
Rather that he wanted us to take actions.
他说，所以我亲爱的弟兄啊。
So he says that therefore, my dear brothers,
我亲爱的弟兄啊，每次保罗讲这句话的时候，我非常就受到感动。
My dear brothers, whenever Paul talked about this, I was very touched.
因为他是对亲爱的弟兄来说话。
For he spoke to dear brothers.
谁是亲爱的弟兄呢？
Who were the dear brothers?
当然是哥林多教会里面那些跟他有相当多属灵关系，他非常认识的人。
Of course, they were the ones in the church of Corinth that they were connected with him, that they had great relationships.
但是当我们读这圣经的时候，如果我们接受保罗的教导，接受保罗的劝勉，我们也是他所亲爱的弟兄。
When we read the Bible, had we accepted Paul's teaching and his lessons, of course that we are his dear brothers and sisters.
我们也可以感受到在他话语里面那个劝勉的力量。
We could also experience the power of his exhortation.
他对于这些所亲爱的弟兄没有很多冠冕堂皇的话。
He says that my dear brothers, he didn't have too many declaration remarks.
他说你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力。多做主工，这两句话。
He went on saying, "Stand firm, let nothing move you."
这里一切的客套都不需要。保罗诚恳地对他们说：“你们要这样做。”
He didn't beat around the bush, and he was very sincerely urging them to do so.
而且给我们的勉励说：“因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是突然的。”
And he encouraged us, saying that, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在。教会里面我们在信息中间非常强调的一件事情，过去几个礼拜我也讲这些事。
Brothers and sisters, in the messages that I often emphasize that in the last several weeks, I have talked about this as well.
就是讲到我们的生命本质是如何的重要，我们生命的改变是如何的重要。
That I talked about the essence of life is so important, and then the changes of life are important as well.
前几个礼拜我们从彼得后书第一章所讲的信息，我相信可能还在弟兄姊妹的耳中回响。
Several weeks ago, as I focus on first book of second book of Peter, I trust that my message may still echo in your ears.
因为那里彼得告诉我们说，神的神能要把神的性情坐在我们身上，就是让我们有份。
For over there that Peter talked about, the power of God will enable us to be connected with the characters of God.
换句话说，耶稣基督圣灵的能力今天做工在我们身上，先改变我们的魂，改变我们的灵。
In other words, the power of Jesus Christ has worked on us that will change our soul and our spirit.
而最后当复活的时候，身体也要改变。
At the end, when resurrection comes, our body will be changed.
这个改变的工作现在已经开始。
The work of change has begun now.
到将来到主那里的时候，完全改变。
That as we, when it comes to a time when we shall meet with the Lord again, then we'll experience complete change.
这是神要做工在我们身上。
This is what God has intended to do the work on us.
但是另外一方面，真理的平衡也要叫我们晓得，神也要借着我们来做工。
But on the other hand, the balance of the truth has told us that, the Holy Spirit will work through us.
我相信如果我们太注意我们自己的改变的话，是有一种不好的现象的。
I suppose if we focus so much of our own changes, that something not good, something bad, something not good is there.
有时候我们考究说，我们自己到底现在都属灵了，我生命改变多少了？如果有点进步，就沾沾自喜；如果没有改变，就泱泱不乐。
Sometimes we may focus too much of what kind of changes that we have. If we improve, that we may be so proud of ourselves. But yet, if we don't see any improvement, maybe we get depressed.
这两样都不好。
Neither one of this is good.
或者高或者低都不好。
Either high or low, none of that is good.
所以神叫我们去做工。
So God told us to work.
我们做工的时候，我们注意力放在别人的身上，看见别人的需要。
So as we get involved in work, our focus is on other people, then we realize others' needs.
我们忘记我们自己多不行，多软弱。
We forgot how inadequate, how incapable that we are.
因为知道神的能力能够帮助我们，给我们力量，叫我们能完成他的使命。
For we know the power of God can help us, that He will grant us with strength so that we can fulfill His mission.
当我们服侍别人的时候，就忘记自己。
When we serve others, we forget ourselves.
我相信最明显的例子就是看见母亲怎么样照顾一个生病的孩子。
I think the most evident example is that we see how a mother care for a sick child.
这妈妈已经自己累得不像样子了，面黄肌瘦，饭也不好好吃，觉也不好好睡。
The mother may be so tired for carrying the child that she may look awful, that she didn't sleep well, she didn't eat well.
但是当孩子有需要的时候，他一刻也不放松，一直盯在他的面前。
But when the child was in need, that she would not let any moment go waste, that she would just focus so much on that child.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们服侍别人的时候，就忘记我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, when we serve others, then we forget about ourselves.
所以我们刚才为着这些少年人出去短宣的工作祷告。
Just now as we pray for this youth as they go out for missions.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得在这些年轻人中间将来会出来几个大的布道家，像 Billy Graham, 像 D.L. Moody, 我都不知道，像宋尚杰，不知道。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how many from their midst that will have another Billy Graham, Moody, or John Song. I really don't know.
如果六个人中间出现一个的话，太不得了了。
But if out of six there's one come about, it's terrific.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我为他们有一个祷告。
But brothers and sisters, I pray for them with this prayer.
就是当他们出去做短宣的时候，能够看见神的确与他们同在。
When they go out for short-term mission, they can indeed witness that God is with them.
他们的确知道神能够借着他们把福音传给别人。
Indeed, they know that God can work through them to spread gospel to others.
他们的确看见神的能力用着他们这些微小的器皿、软弱的、年幼的器皿，能够做大事。
Indeed, that they will experience the power of God, work through this young, weak, vessels, that He will accomplish great things.
如果这样子的话，
if that's the case,
或许在他们中间能够得到几个对于人的灵魂有热切负担，一直在他们一生之久能够竭力多做主工的人。
Perhaps in their midst, maybe a few will come out that they will feel so burdened for souls, will continue to work fully to the work of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们做工的时候，做主的工作的时候，我们忘记自己。
So brothers and sisters, when we get involved in God's work, we forget about ourselves.
但是另外一方面，神的工作却借着我们，叫我们受到激励。
On the other hand, the work of God can be accomplished through us, so that can inspire us.
神改变我们生命的目的是要我们去帮助别人，能够叫我们成为神所用的器皿。
The purpose that God changed our life so that we can help us, so that we can be a versatile instrument to God.
今天当我们改变不完全的时候，我们所发挥的功率不是百分之一百的。
When we do not have that complete change, we may not reach that 100% efficiency.
也许我们的功力只有20%。
Perhaps we can only show 20% of what can be done.
当你属灵生命改变的时候，慢慢越来越认识主，因着认识主，主的生命信心在你里面，你更能够把福音带给人，向人教人遇见耶稣基督。
But when you can experience the transformation of your spiritual life, that you can really share the gospel with others, that you can help others to come to know the Lord.
也许在那个时候你所能发挥的功率是60%。
Perhaps at that moment you can reach 60% of efficiency.
但是不要因为你现在的功率只有20%而不去用它。
But don't ever think you can only show 20% of efficiency, then you let it go waste, not use it.
我最佩服的就是美国修公路。
I really admire, the phenomenon that they try to, fix the road.
好像每一天工作上都在修理一样。
It seems that wherever we go every day, we can see the road under construction.
没有一条路是100%通畅的。
There is no one way that's 100% that you can go through.
但是若是可能，没有一条路是停下来的。
But of course, if it's possible, there's no way, no one road stop because of its construction.
如果我们不肯让不肯不明白主的意思，等到主完全把我们修好以后才通车的话。
Had we not known the will of God, and we wait until God has completed His work on us.
我想交通要瘫痪许多，福音要受许多拦阻。
Then I think that the traffic will be stopped. I think that the gospel will be blocked or have too many hurdles.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主的话教导我们，一方面我们知道生命要改变。
The word of God has taught us, so on the other hand, on the one hand, we know that our life needs to be transformed.
一方面我们却从不停止侍奉，也不看我们自己的能力有多少。
On the other hand, we shall not stop serving, and we never just focus on our ability.
所以保罗才说你们务要坚固不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工。
So Paul said that stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
为什么要坚定站立呢？
Why standing firm?
因为我们不大稳固。
For we're not steady.
但是虽然这样还是竭力多做主工。
But even so, still, give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，怎么样工作呢？
Brothers and sisters, how do we serve then?
什么是主的工作呢？
What is the work of God?
有些工作是主托付给我们个人，个人就可以做的。
Some of the works God has entrusted to our individuals, so individuals can accomplish them.
很多工作主赐给我们是一个团体中间，在教会里面，在团体里面一同来服侍的。
Many other works that require teamwork that we need to come together in church or fellowships.
有些工作我们需要经过训练才会做的。
Some we need to have training before we can do it.
有些我们好像有一点与生俱来的本领就会的。
Some it seems that we may have innate ability that we can do it.
有些我们在主的话语上有一些根基之后比较会做的。
Some that we may need to be rooted in the word of God, then we will know what to do.
许多不一样的分类。
That we have, there's are various kinds.
但是我愿意在这里提出来不是这些问题做哪些工的问题。
But I want to raise the issue that it's not what work we get involved.
而是怎么样可以常常竭力多做主工。
Rather that how could we always give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
我知道大家都很忙。
I know that we're all busy.
如果没有忙的话，这是不大对的。
It may not sound right if you're not busy.
你知道全世界的事情都是忙的人做出来的，不忙的人做不出事情来的。
You know, all the things in the world are accomplished by busy people. Those who are not busy may not accomplish them.
有人说80%的工作是20%的人做的。
Some say that 80% of the work are accomplished by 20% of the people.
剩下20%工作是80%人做
的。The remaining 20% were accomplished by 80% of people.
我不晓得你是哪一种80%的人。
I don't know which 80% that you belong to.
但是一个人一生下来的时间，他一天总是24小时，神很公平的。
God is very fair that as we were born, every one of us only has 24 hours.
那么怎么样能够竭力多做主工呢？
So how could we give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord?
我首先把自己摆在跟大家一样的地位立场。
Let me put myself in the same situation as you are.
我们众圣徒常常讲代职侍奉。
Our For All Saints Team Ministries often talk about tent making.
从前我是全职做主的工作。
In the past that I got involved in full-time ministry.
现在我在全职工作之外再加上代职侍奉。
Now, aside from full-time ministry, I am also a tent maker.
一方面我在远东我们公司是全职的工作。
On the one hand, in the Far East Broadcasting Company, I have a full-time job there.
但是我还要把剩下时间礼拜六礼拜天在教会里面让主的工作我能够继续做一些主的工作。
But I will use the remaining Saturday and Sunday at church to continue to serve the Lord.
我不用告诉大家我在远东广播公司多忙。
I don't need to tell you how busy I am over at Far East Broadcast Company.
如果远东广播公司工作不忙，他们就请我请错了，太费钱了。
Had I not been busy enough in Far East Broadcasting Company, then they really get wrong person because it's too much to get me there for.
我就举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
三天之内，上礼拜虽然准备林牧师的很多事情。
Within that 3 days, though, we have spent so much time preparing for Reverend Lin's memorial service.
我还有一些这个 deadline 要赶。
I have some deadlines I need to catch.
因为在我那里，我在那里主持一个广播的节目，叫做《牧人心语》On Pastor's Heart.
That I have a program there that's called On Pastor's Heart.
这个 On Pastor's Heart 的《牧人心语》是一个礼拜七天的节目。
It's a 7 days a week that we have the program for On Pastor's Heart.
每天15分钟。
5 minutes a day.
但这个每天15分钟也不是我一个人做。
15 minutes a day, it's not just only done by me.
我还有其他三个同工分散在新加坡，在加拿大，还有在台湾。
I have 3 other co-workers that they are in Singapore, Canada, and Taiwan.
我是监制。
I am the producer.
需要告诉他们每个人该做什么事情。
I need to tell them what each one of them needs to do.
我们在牧人信语这个节目里面，我们要准备信息。
In the program of On Pastor's Heart, we need to prepare messages.
我找了一个题目呢，叫做牧者的典范。
I got a topic by the title of the examples of pastors.
就是从圣经里面，现在在看圣经里面那些牧羊的人，他们怎么牧羊法。
So as we survey through the Bible, we look into the shepherds, how they pastor, how they attend to their sheep.
所以你知道，不仅是有一个主题，还要有连贯的一个信息，还有整体性。
Not only that we have a theme, but we also have, we have messages that connect with this theme, and it also has a gestalt, total perspective.
所以三天之内我就赶出18篇大纲。
So in 3 days that I come up with 18 guidelines.
这些大纲是分送给我的同工，让他们再去准备信息的。
So I send them out to my coworkers for them to prepare messages.
当然还好，不是每一次都是要准备18篇信息。
Of course, I do not need to prepare 18 messages every time.
明理一定在想，他一次准备18篇，有没有一篇给教会的呢？
Marilyn may thought about that he's prepared 18 messages. Is there anyone for the church?
若是可以借用的话，就太好了。
If I can borrow that over there, that will be terrific.
我三天的工作可以18个礼拜不要做工了，是不是？
In 3 days, I can finish what I need to do in 18 weeks.
没有那么便宜的事情。
It's not that way.
因为那里的信息对牧师讲的，对牧者讲的。
Because the passages were geared towards pastors.
所以跟我们听众不一样。
So it's a different thing than our congregation.
但是我在这里说给大家听的目的不是说我多么会准备大纲，大家千万不要说、啊、有大纲找他准备一下就好了，不是这样子。
But the reason why I share with you, I don't want to give you a wrong impression that since I know how to prepare guidelines, just give him something, he'll come up with something.
我是要告诉大家我在远东是有工作的。
I want to tell you that I do have a busy work at Far East Broadcasting Company.
但是在这个之外神还让我竭力多做主工。
But aside from this, God still gives me opportunity for me to give myself fully to the work of God.
说起来很好笑。
It may sound funny.
我从前为什么去远东去做工呢？
Why did I want to choose to go to Far East Broadcast Company to serve?
因为那时候我在呈现基督徒聚会有个 full time 的工作。
At the time that I was involved, I pastored a church at Orange County Christian Assembly.
每个礼拜一我是放假的。
Every Monday I had that day off.
所以我就拿这一天去远东广播公司做义工，做 part time job.
So I took that day that I went to Far East Broadcasting Company to do volunteer work or part time job.
我是喜欢做这些工作。
I really enjoy doing all those things.
因为我愿意竭力多做主工。
Because I'm willing to give myself fully to the work of God.
现在反过来，在远东做 full time， 在教会里面 part time。
Now that I work full time at Far East Broadcasting Company and I work part time at church.
你们说这个周牧师大概神经有点问题。
You may think that a Reverend Chow is nuts.
是真 ，good 。但是弟兄姊妹们，肯来教会侍奉的人，都是神经有点问题。
But brothers and sisters, those who are willing to come to church and serve in the church, that is somehow they may not be wired right.
你说对不对？
Would you say right?
你看像一家也是这样子。
You looked at 一家, she's like that too.
她写信 email 告诉我们说她多忙多忙多忙，然后礼拜天又在这里。
She wrote email says that how busy she was, but on Sunday she's here.
你不是有一组人你说你不来吗？
I caught the last part.
Oh, okay.
I made it.
弟兄姊妹，你看我们为什么愿意这样服侍？
So brothers and sisters, would you say that why we're so willing to serve the Lord?
因为知道神给我们的盼望是太大的盼望，太荣耀的盼望。
For we know that the hope that God has given us is a great and glorious hope. Kinds of ministries.
有永存的价值。
That there are eternal, lasting values.
不像今天我们世上所做的许许多多事情。
They're not like what we're involved in the world. Many things we get involved.
弟兄姊妹，这些日子为了经济的不景气，许多人这个退休的基金401变成201，都非常难过。
I don't know because of economic recession or downtime that many 401k becomes 201k that their retirement money take a really deep, big blow. It's very sad for them.
但是我心里想，也很多弟兄姊妹说，还好还好，我为主摆上的还有一点。
But many may think that, oh, it's not too bad what I have laid down for the Lord. I still have that left there.
至少我这个十分之一投资没有落空，在天国里面。
At least the tithing that I put in heavenly kingdom that will never go in vain.
弟兄姊妹，是不是我们有两种思想啊？
Is that we have two kinds of thoughts?
在教会里面跟世界上面是不一样。
That what happened at church and what happened in the world are entirely different.
我们众人看为宝贵的，世人看的宝贵的，我们众人不一定看为宝贵。
What the world considers as precious that we are at church may not consider that way.
如果我们所看的跟世人都一样，可能我们是有点问题。
If what we view is the same as what the world view, then we may have problems.
若是我们所看的跟世人不一样，世人认为我们是有点问题。
Have we take a different perspective than that of the world? The world may think that we may have problems.
我从前常常讲一位前辈的长老在教会里面。
There was an elder. I often talked about him.
他那时候做联勤兵工厂，不晓得第几厂的主任，厂长。
He was the boss or the manager, the person in charge of military supply factory.
他有相当的专业的技术，他会做一样东西叫橡胶导电。
He had professional technology that he could do a plastic conductor.
Rubber conductor.
Rubber conductor.
因为他呢非常爱主的弟兄。
He really loved the Lord.
有一天总司令来视察。
When the commander in chief came visit.
对他大有加勉，于某人做得很好，做得很好。
He really gave a lot of good remarks to this guy.
那这个总司令不信主说，不要太忙了，不要太忙了。
The commander in chief says that don't get so busy, don't get so busy.
你在这里工厂已做得很忙，周末应该休息休息。
You work so hard in this factory, during weekends, you should really take a break.
他说不要去做礼拜。
Don't go to church.
休息休息。
Just take a rest.
他以为是好意了。
He thought that what he said was good.
这位余厂长说：“报告总司令。”
Then this factory director says that salute to commander in chief.
谢谢你的夸奖。
Thank you for your encouragement.
但是我告诉你一个秘诀。
But I tell you a secret.
如果我礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天不到教会去的话
，If Saturday and Sunday I don't go to church,
我剩下这个礼拜就不能做这么多工作。
Then the remaining week I cannot be so productive.
所以我越忙越要去教会。
So the busier I get, the more I ought to go to church.
我要讲道，我要侍奉主，我要照顾弟兄姊妹们。
I want to give sermon. I want to serve the Lord. I want to care for brothers and sisters.
我不需要更多的休息，这样子叫我能够身心灵恢复。
I don't need rest time because by going to church to serve.That I can really get revived.
这总司令听得莫名其妙。
The commander in chief, when he heard, he was puzzled.
一听他说能够工作做好，没关系，没关系，做礼拜，做礼拜。
So then, when he heard that he could be more productive, he says, "Oh, that's okay. Go to church. Go to church."
这是真人真事。
This is a true story.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？他的六个儿子。
You know that he has six sons.
现在四个在侍奉主。
Four of them are in full-time ministry.
因为从这样一家庭出来。
For they come from that type of family.
看见这些榜样。
That they have seen the example.
知道他们的父母亲在主里面侍奉，在主的面前竭力多做主工，并不是突然。
They know that their parents give themselves fully to the work of the Lord, and know that their labor was not in vain.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们说时间有限，怎么样处理时间的问题呢？
Brothers and sisters, we say that our time is constrained. How do we do time management?
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们是不是曾经花过一点时间想一想你的时间怎么用掉的。
I don't know whether you have spent the time to think about how you have spending the time.
在我孩子小的时候，我常常跟他们讲一件事情。
When my kids were small, I often say this to them.
你越忙的时候，越要停下来想一想，你怎么样可以更有效地利用时间。
The busier you get, you ought to slow down to think how could you use your time more efficiently.
有两个好处。
Two benefits.
一个就是你可以真正知道你有多少时间是空下来的。
One is that you will really know how much idle time you have.
第二，当你发现你的时间真正紧迫的时候，你可以把一些不重要的事情把它除掉。
Secondly is that when you feel the urgency of the time constraint, that you can just get rid of some things that are not so important.
我跟他们讲，我跟孩子们说，如果你一个礼拜的工作很忙，你要花一天想一想。
I told my kids that if, say, your week is very busy, you ought to spend one day to give a good thought.
如果你一个月工作很忙，你可以拿一个礼拜来想一想。
So if the whole month you'll be very busy, then you spend a week to think about it.
如果你一年很忙，你可以花一个月来想一想。
If a whole year you're very busy, you can spend a month to think about it.
我讲这个话的时候，我不晓得多少人能够一年花一个月来想事情。
As I say this to you, I don't know how many of us can spend a month out of a year.
但是我到芝加哥遇见一个侍奉主的弟兄。
But when I went to Chicago, I ran into a brother who served the Lord.
这个弟兄被主大用。
This brother was greatly used by the Lord.
他们都知道这位主的仆人的秘诀。
They all knew the secret of this brother.
每年12月25号，这个圣诞节过了以后。
Every year after Christmas on December 25th on,
他就一个人到山上去退休。
Then he would go to the mountain to have a personal retreat.
他是单身，他没有结婚。
He's single, he's not married.
一整个月在那里思想，今年我要做什么事。
He spent a whole month there to meditate what he'll be doing for the coming year.
在主的面前祷告，在主的面前寻求，有些时候有进食。
He prayed before the Lord, seeks after the Lord, sometimes he would have fasting.
等到月底回来的时候，同工们都知道最重要的时候到了。
At the end of the month, as he comes back, the co-workers all know that the most important moment comes.
因为我们带领的同工要宣布他在主面前所领受的。
For this brother will share with his co-workers that what he has received from the Lord.
我非常羡慕他能够花一个月时间去思想这些事情。
I really envy that he could spend a month to give a thought about what he may be doing.
我想今天我不能做很多大事，就是因为没有这个月的时间。
Perhaps I cannot get into great things because I don't have that month of time.
但弟兄姊妹们，我跟你讲，计划是重要的。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you, plan is very important.
我的老二有一次在读高中的时候，那天气急败坏在我的面前。
My second child, when she was still in high school, one day she came to me very frustratedly.
她说不得了，不得了，今天功课赶不完，明天要挨老师骂了。她在学校功课很好，所以很怕功课不好给老师骂。
She said that, oh, I terrible that I couldn't finish my homework. Tomorrow my teachers are going to scold me. Her schoolwork was great, that she was very much afraid that the teachers might scold her.
我说你别急，你别急，我先跟你坐下来，把你时间好好计划一下。
I said, don't worry, let's sit down, let us plan your time.
他说你不晓得我忙得我不得了，功课赶不完，明天赶不完了，你还跟我坐下来叫我重新计划。
She says I really didn't have the time to do that. That my work is so much. That I'm so busy. That you want me to spend time to plan.
所以他不肯听我话，跑掉了，气得不得了。
So she didn't want to listen to me. She was very angry and she ran away.
过了一个钟头，他回来了。
An hour later, she came back.
说反正我功课做不完。
Well, anyway, I couldn't finish my work.
你要跟我讲什么？跟我讲嘛。
What do you want to talk to me? Just say it.
他本来是叫我替他解决数学的问题，解决一些什么其他功课的问题而已。
She was going to ask me to help her with her homework.
我说我相信你的能力，你自己可以解决，但是我告诉你，你要把时间把它 prioritize.
I said, trust your ability, you can solve those schoolwork problems, but you need to prioritize your time.
所以我就跟他坐下来讲这些计划时间的原则。
So I then share with her the principle of time management.
他听懂了，赶快就跑掉了。
She understood and then quickly she left.
二十分钟以后，把这个计划表给我。
20 minutes, she came back and showed me her timetable.
我看一看，摇摇头。
I looked at it, I shook my head.
我说你只是把你的时间排得密密麻麻而已。
You just have a very tight schedule.
我没有看见你有时间可以洗澡，可以看电视。
I didn't see that you have the time for shower. You didn't allocate time for watching TV.
如果你排得这样紧的话，你的时间不是最好的利用。
So if you have such a tight schedule, really don't, you're not, you don't use your time wise.
因为你没有弹性。
For you don't have a flexibility there.
我说你，但你告诉我老老实实，你一个礼拜要看几个小时电视才满足。
Tell me honestly how many hours a week you want to spend on watching TV, then you'll be satisfied.
如果你不看两个小时，你会不会死掉？
If you don't watch for 2 hours, will you die?
如果你计划能够看两小时，你可以计划四个半小时的节目，你会不会比较开心一点？
If you plan, you can watch 2 hours, and you plan to for 4.5 hours program, would you be happier?
他说我weekday 可以不看，礼拜六我要看。
Weekdays I could go without it. Weekends I Saturday I ought to watch it.
我说你把它写进去。
And it's,Then I say, build that in your plan.
娱乐的时间非常重要。
Recreation time is very important.
灵修的时间非常重要。
Devotional time is very important.
个人自己安安静静不做别的事情很重要。
Personal quiet time, don't get into anything else, is very important.
你把它都计划进去。
Just plan it in.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你肯想一想，你有多少时间是用在这一方面，有多少时间用在那一方面，我相信你有很多时间空出来。
So brothers and sisters, you want to spend some time to think about how you allocate your time, and I believe that you will have a lot of free time at your hand.
神很公平，
God is very fair. Every one of us all has 24 hours a day.
每个人一个礼拜只有七天。
Every one of us only has 7 days a week.
当然有些人活得久一点，或者短一点，这个不算。
Some may live longer, some may shorter, but that's not.
只要我们还活着的时候，
As long as we live,
只要我们还有气息的时候，
as long as we have the breath,
神对我们每一个人时间是非常公平的。
That God is very fair for every one of us in terms of time.
如果你知道怎么样运用你的时间，
had you known how to use your time,
我相信你有心愿意来侍奉主。
Then I trust that you have the desire to serve the Lord.
你可以告诉自己，我这个礼拜能够拿出四小时来接触弟兄姊妹们。
Then you can say to yourself, this week I can spend 4 hours to come to contact with brothers and sisters.
我能够拿出多少时间来做什么事情，在教会里面参与服事。
I can allocate how much time to do this to serve the Lord in the church.
因为你计划好，我相信你有时间。
For when you have the good plan, I trust that you would have the time.
我再说一点关于计划的事情。
Let me say a bit more about planning.
如果你做计划，你就采取主动。
When you make a plan, then you take initiatives.
当你有四个小时可以接触弟兄姊妹们的时候
When you have 4 hours, you can contact brothers and sisters.
你不是坐在家里等别人打电话来
You don't sit at home, wait for others to call you.
你可以有主动的计划行动怎么样用这个四小时
You take initiatives, make active plan, how to use this 4 hours.
所以事情在你的手里面
So things are in your hands.
你去采取主动
You take initiatives.
你不会到了时候说你看我四小时拿出来主不用
Rather, you won't say, no, I set aside 4 hours, Lord will not, Lord does not use me.
不是主不用这四小时，是你不用这四小时。
Not that the Lord does not use your 4 hours, rather you don't use this 4 hours.
所以你的计划并没有用到。
So you really don't use your plan.
当然，有一些时候你要有被动的时间。
Of course, that there may be some time, some moments that you may be on, take a passive stand.
因为当你接触弟兄姊妹们的时候，弟兄姊妹们也会来接触你。
Because when you come to contact with brothers and sisters, likewise, they may do the same to you.
当你关心别人的时候，别人有需要会带到你的面前。
When you care for others, they will bring their needs to you.
有些时候你是被动的。
Sometimes you really take a passive stand.
但是当别人来到你面前的时候，他最有需要的时候。
When others come before you, it will be at the moment that they need the most.
所以这些被动的时候并不是不好，有些时候是最有价值的。
So when you take a passive stand, it doesn't mean it's not good. Rather, it may be the most valuable time.
但是因为你有计划，你知道你能够给他多少时间。
But because you have the plan, you know how much time you can spend on the person.
当你发现你问题太大，不能一次解决的时候，你可以把它分成几个礼拜来处理。
But when you realize that problems are overwhelming, you cannot fix them in one deal, that you can put them in different segments to deal with them.
所以你被动的时间变成主动的时间。
So then you take that so-called passive time into a time that you take initiatives.
你更有计划的利用。
That you will use it with a better plan.
弟兄姊妹们，在时间的管理上面，我们每个人都需要求主给我们智慧。
In terms of time management, we all need the Lord grant us with wisdom.
我在教会里面做了一些训练，传福音的工，传福音训练。
As I provide evangelism training at the at churches.
有些机会来不是预备好的。
Sometimes opportunity comes that we may not prepare for that.
在我说了这些话之后，我说我要带弟兄姊妹去传福音。
After I finish giving them the training, I said I'll lead the brothers and sisters to share the gospel.
我大概犯了一个错误。
I probably made this mistake.
我把这个主动权交给李孝德了。
So I let John took initiatives.
我说你帮我找弟兄姊妹们，帮我找什么人需要传福音，你告诉我，我就把时间给你。
I say to him that tell me who wants to get the training, then I'll give you the time.
但是我没有告诉他要主动。
But I didn't tell him that you should take initiatives.
但是我很被动。
But I was rather passive.
所以这些分出来的时间都浪费了。
So the time that I set aside actually go in vain.
只有一个人。
Only one person.
他抓住机会。
That he grabbed opportunities.
他今天不在这儿。
He's not in our midst today.
邢弟兄那天带了一个朋友来听福音。
John Xing brought a friend to come here to listen to the gospel.
聚完会之后我就坐下来跟他们两个人谈话。
After the meeting, I sat down and chat with them.
邢弟兄说要不要在旁边？我说当然要，是你的朋友。
John asked me whether he should be there. I said, of course, he is your friend.
等到我带他信主以后。
After I let him to know to believe in Christ.
邢弟兄说了一句话。
John made this statement.
我问他说，你今天有没有得到什么
？I asked him, what have you learned today?
他说我今天知道一件事情。
I know one thing today.
我知道为什么你说传福音的方法懂了以后，一定要上战场，亲自做过。
I know why when you say we know the ways or means of sharing gospel, why do we need to get into the better field to get involved?
因为在我告诉大家传福音的这些训练的时候
when I was giving them the training,
真正的训练从实际的操作开始。
The true training began from the actual practice.
好比我讲到我的女儿学医的事情。
When I talked about my daughter went to medical school.
她花了四年在医学院里面。
She spent 4 years in medical school.
学到一个地步可以听懂所有医学的名词而已。
She learned to the point that she understood all terms.
真正的训练是在她实习的时候才开始。
The actual training began when she went into internship.
如果只有四年医科的教育。
have only 4 years of medical education.
她不算医生。
She would not be regarded as a physician.
一定要在这个医院里面做了四年，她接触了很多事情，有更年长人带她一步步做过，她才是真的成为医生。
She need to spend another 4 years in the hospitals with someone who's more senior, a mentor her, took her step by step. Then she could become a physician.
我们已经讲了，我已经在传福音的事情上面讲了三次。
I have given
the seminar.
Three trainings.
如果大家没有主动的争取机会来传福音的话，你永远不会成为一个传福音者。
If you don't take initiative to share gospel, then you would never be an evangelist.
我有可能会很后悔我讲的这些事情。
I probably may regret what I've said.
因为等到你们真正要传福音的时候，我又很忙了。
But because when you really want to get it, maybe I'll be busier.
不过这里主的话，保罗话讲什么呢？
But what did the word of the Lord, or what did Paul say here?
他说，知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然。
Knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
这会是我的安慰。
That's my comfort.
也会是你们的安慰。
That will be your comfort as well.
我求主激励我们在侍奉上面有一个主动的心态。
I ask the Lord to inspire us that we will take initiatives in serving the Lord.
因为我们相信主的救恩是真实的。
For we know that the salvation of the Lord is true.
不看我们自己手里没有的。
Not to look what we don't have in our hands.
看我们手里已有的。
Rather to focus on what we have in our hands.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹们照着主的话。务要坚固，不可摇动，竭力多做主工。
We hope that brothers and sisters will live according to the word of God to stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
既然我们知道主要我们做山上的城。
Since we know that Lord wants us to be city on a hill.
并不是光光在那里而已。
Not just to take a passive stand on being there.
神也要我们进到人群中间。
Rather, God wants us to go into the crowds.
把神的恩典带给他们。
To bring them the grace of God.